Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kirisha King. Feeling love for no reason and free from concerns. Remember that feeling? I know you do. All of you do. And then you covered it up with the BS concerns of living in Maya and the illusion that anything outside of you or that happens to you can actually affect you. Remember those days before you took your body to be more permanent and important than it is, even in all of its beautiful evolutionary glory, and somehow became afraid of losing your mind? Do you see how you gave up your freedom for useless things like objects, false approval from imagined and hollow others based on fleeting unreal opinions? Do some of you see how you even gave up your freedom for money? Maybe some of you gave up your freedom for temporary pleasures, or for a brief relief from discomfort, or, well, you know better than I do what you gave up your freedom for since you spent your life doing it. But do not worry. I am here not to scold you or to put you down. I am here to remind you that you can have it back. And I'm also here to help you find a way to do it for yourself and tell you that it is as easy or as hard as you need or want it to be. You are not being punished for forgetting who and what you are, and nothing has changed the fact of your blessings, beautiful one. The question now is, are you ready to let go of the BS in order to reclaim your freedom? How much do you really want it? Or is the thing that you cling to that causes you suffering so much sweeter than the purity of the truth? That is, of course, a rhetorical question, obviously. But do you believe that you can let the false trappings of the world go? Your ego go? Or at least get it under control? Or are these things stronger than you, stronger than your will, stronger than your abilities to be all that you can be, stronger than what created it? How much do you like that story of power that your creations have over the creator itself? And how much are you willing to surrender? How much are you willing to surrender it all completely, all of the precious and unwanted, to something as great as the true self? Some of you will understand what I'm saying, and some of you will not. And you probably think I'm crazy if you didn't already, but I don't care. And for those of you who can hear me, I just want to say, hi there. I'm so glad to see that you are awake or waking up from your slumber. I'm happy to see that the nightmare or the pleasant dream that you've been fabricating did not make you forget the reality of yourself. In week 51 of our sutra studies, we explored how the wisdom at the final stage of the journey is sevenfold. And in light of our exploration of the foundational wisdoms that need to be developed, we explored yama and niyama principles in greater details, especially as we build upon what we are discussing in our satsangs. This is, of course, because if you wish to burn out ignorance and become self-aware, you must dissolve the initial trauma response of ego creation and all of the animal behaviors that come with it, that is most firmly tied to your relationship with others and the world, since you are, after all, physically present here, amongst others and in the world. Without starting to understand how you are constructing the barriers and illusions that solidify the false sense of self, and clearly seeing the mechanisms that reinforce it, you are simply an unaware, conditioned animal. No matter how well-dressed, educated, well-spoken, or wealthy, or degenerate, whichever expression you show up as, you or others perceive yourself to be in this world. Behaving like less than you are in truth. And it is perfectly fine. But we know it makes you suffer, even though all that is gaining experience from your performance. If you wish to become a self-realized individual in this world, a self-realized human being, and not just a conditioned animal out here parading around, and expand into all that you are, however, you have to drop your costumes and simply be yourself, naked in the world, with purity without any exception. Can you stand being naked in front of yourself and God and all of creation and all of the world without shame or distortion like Adam and Eve before they ate that apple? Or are you covered with so much muck that you don't even believe in your ability to be a pure being out in this world? Because even that is a distortion. Each limb on the yogic path washes away the distortions of the false sense of self or ego, until you are fully radiating the open and full beauty of all that you are beyond form. This is what Sutra 2.27 tells us in truth. But before you proceed any further, since we are going to continue down this path, let me ask you again. How much do you really want this truth? Or are the things that you're clinging to in this world, tangible and intangible, that cause you, and by extension others, which always comes back to you because of karma, suffering, so much sweeter than the purity of the truth of who you are? At this point, you should ensure that you are committed and have fastened your seatbelt, because we are on this journey with no turning back. We are going to accelerate at high speeds moving forward. If you have not yet built up the necessary habits that were recommended on the early paths of our exploration, or have not dropped the necessary baggage that was asked of you, prepare for discomfort. But know that even that is only a part of the purification process. Also, please note now that you can choose to step off the path at any time if you need to and come back later if you do not think that you can do this. The next train may only come in your next lifetime, but it will come, so no worries. Like I said, do what you please. For those of you who are committed, I just want to say, congratulations. Let's get going.